Hello and welcome to yet another edition of the International Soccer Podcast by Soccer Files Canada. And we are doing part two of Jamaica, the players. And let us begin with the manager.
Right, we'll get right to it. So the manager is Theodore Whitmore. I'll actually start a little bit about his playing career. He has over 100 caps for the Jamaican national team. And was a key part of the squad in the 90s. His claim to fame is that he scored two of Jamaica's three goals in the 1998 World Cup and scored both goals in a 2-1 win over Japan, their only points in that tournament. So kind of famous as a player. But as a manager, he's been around for a while too. He's actually had two stints as the national team manager. First from 2009 to 13, and the second stint since 2016.
Yeah, that's right. And I think even before 2009, he was the interim manager, and I think they moved him up into the managerial position. He's done quite well. Let's move on.
Just to say he's been the manager of the Jamaican team in four Gold Cups. And reached the final in 2017 when they lost to the United States.
That's right. So pretty successful too. All right. Moving on to goalkeepers. There's really just one big name, Andre Blake. Go ahead.
Captain of the team. He has 45 caps all since 2014. He played for the Philadelphia Union in the United States. And he's actually been the MLS Goalkeeper of the Year twice, and he's been named to three MLS All-Star teams. So he's really a top level or a top level keeper in that league, and like you said, really the only name kind of in contention for that starting spot if he's healthy.
Yeah, well, we have a few other names to talk about just because they are going to need a backup. Blake has played most of the games in most of the recent cups, so they really haven't tried out many other new players. Dwayne Miller is one. He's been sitting on the bench all this time. He missed the 2016 Copa America Centenario, but otherwise he's been on the bench and just playing the odd game. Can you introduce him? Because he's really their second name.
Yeah, he's been around since 2007. Also has 45 caps, so the same number as Andre Blake. But most of those came earlier before Blake kind of took the starting gloves. So he was on the roster as early as the 2009 Gold Cup. Was involved in the 2011 Gold Cup. And 2015, again, started some games, but appearances kind of dropped off after that.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I had no idea that he had many caps as Blake. There he is, 3 years older. They have actually been trying for one or two games a couple of other names. Two of the main ones seem to be Jadeen White. He played one of their 11 games since the 2019 Gold Cup. And Amal Knight, who played three of their games in that period, though neither of them were selected for the 2021 World Cup. Rather, Dylan Barnes and Dennis Taylor. But they're very inexperienced players. Even though they're not young, they really don't have many caps for the team. So those are the other candidates available. We'll move on to defenders, which have been very stable over the last years. Can you start us off with Damian Lowe?
Yeah, Damian Lowe, he's been around a little bit. He currently plays his domestic football in Egypt. He started all four of the of Jamaica's games, including their fourth and final game, a 1-0 loss to the United States in the quarterfinals. So, yeah, he also started all five games in the 2019 Gold Cup, except for one where he was suspended, and started and finished all six games in the 2017 Gold Cup. So a very stable presence, as you alluded to.
Yeah, that's right. And, unlike some of the other teams we've talked about in this series, they did seem to bring a lot of starters to the cup. And another steady hand in defense is Michael Hector.
Yeah, he's spent a lot of his career in England with Reading, where he kind of first made his name. Also with Chelsea, with having a couple loan spells, including during his time at Reading. Currently with Fulham. He played in just two of their games in the Gold Cup. He did have a clash of heads in their second game and was down for a while and didn't appear after that. But again, a pretty reliable presence for them.
That's right. And a bit more on the fringes, but still a kind of a name that comes up quite often, Adrian Mariappa.
Yeah, he's 34 years old now, so a little bit older. Has had a really good career in England, most at the championship level. But someone who's been with the team kind of since 2012, but has appeared or been part of squads for recent Gold Cups kind of from 2015 on.
That's right. Actually, he wasn't in the 2017 and 2019 Gold Cups. I'm not really sure why. Oh, sorry.
No, my apologies. Thanks for correcting me there.
Okay. Yeah, but he did make it to the 2021 Gold Cup. So if people thought he was off the team, which is a reasonable thing because he's 34 years old, he probably should be around for the qualifiers that we're previewing here. But one name coming in possibly to replace these aging players down the road is Liam Moore. He was in the Gold Cup and actually started three games, but otherwise he just had two caps coming into the tournament. And Francis Shaw is a kind of a name on the way out. He was a starter in the 2019 Gold Cup, but then he hasn't played since November 2019. So he's well into his 30s. He's 34 or 35 years old. So they'll be looking, kind of for a permanent replacement. But a fairly solid central defense there. And also, that's going to be true with the left backs, which we'll look at next.
Yeah, first we'll talk about Kamar Lawrence, who now plays for Toronto FC, having spent some time with Anderlecht in Belgium and New York Red Bulls before that. He played in three of their four Gold Cup games in 2021, but has been involved in Gold Cups going back to 2015. And he was a regular starter in 2015, 2017, and 2019. So again, another stable presence in that back line.
Yeah, that's right. And maybe coming in as a backup for him, who did get some time in the Gold Cup, they kind of shared the position, was Amari Bell.
Yeah, relatively newcomer to the team, just two caps. So he is 27 years old. He plays for Luton Town in England. He was with Blackburn previously. Although Kamar Lawrence has kind of made the position his own, Amari Bell, someone else they can easily slot in as well.
That's right. Okay, so not a lot of other names on the list for left backs. Of course, they do have a few floating around, but those two guys have basically been steady on the team, playing most of those big games. And similarly, Alvis Powell is really the only right back
Yeah, and like
available.
some of the others we talked about, goes back a little while, starting all games in 2017, 2019, and then three of the four games in the 2021 Gold Cups.
Yeah. Okay, so that is it for the defense, and we're going to move on to the midfield. Now, I should say that Jamaica, even more than most teams, kind of shift around players in the midfield. So we're going to start with kind of two versatile midfielders. Every time I look at a lineup, they seem to be in a they seem to be in a different position. Sorry. There we go. Devon Williams and Junior Flemings. Devon Williams is the main one we'll look at here. Go ahead, Connor.
Yeah, he plays for Miami FC in the United States. Has spent other time in the United States, but kind of at the United Soccer League level, not always at MLS. He was a substitute in their first two Gold Cup games, but then started the next two kind of important games against Costa Rica and the United States. He played a handful of games in 2019 as well.
Yeah, I mean, these guys will be mixing it up with the defensive and central and even the left and right midfielders. So we'll see kind of more steady names in there. Junior Fleming is not really a steady steady name. He plays for the smaller leagues in the United States, and he hasn't really established himself in the team. He was a sub for two of the games in the 2021 Gold Cup, even scoring a goal, and managed to find a starting position. So even though he's 25 years old, he may be still working his way into the team. Hey, I did it. Okay, let's take a look at defensive midfielders. And there are no, kind of regulars there, but a few players to look at. Do you want to tackle that, or do you want me to do that, Connor?
I'll go through a couple of the names.
Okay. Yeah, no great detail here because they're just kind of throwing out the names.
Yeah, some players in that more defensive position would be Kevin Lambert, Kevon Isaacs, and Trevani Willis. I don't believe any of them were selected for the 2021 Gold Cup, but you may be able to confirm that.
Yeah, they were on the preliminary roster, but none of them made it to the final roster. Yeah. Okay, well, they've all played a few games in the lead-up to the Cup since 2019. But as we said, none of them actually made the Cup. And actually, the same is true of the central midfielders, Peter Lee Vassell and Javon Watson.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just go ahead. Oh, yeah, do you want to?
Yeah, just going to say Javon Watson actually has quite a few caps for Jamaica, 88 caps, but he's nearing the end of his career, so likely on his way out. He last appeared for the national team in November 2019, so it may be that he's kind of off the team permanently. As for Peter Lee Vassell, he has 17 caps for the team. Did start one of their games, or two of their games in the 2019 Gold Cup, but he hasn't played for the team since March 2020.
Yeah, that's right. He was actually a starter in the 2019 Gold Cup and then lost his position. So he's kind of another player that's trying to make his way into the squad, but hasn't quite got there yet. And neither of these guys made it to the 2021 World. The 2021 Gold Cup. But this guy certainly did. He's one of their bigger names, although he hasn't really performed as well as they would like. Leon Bailey.
Yeah, a big promising talent. He was with Bayer Leverkusen in Germany and has been with them since 2017 before recently moving for big money to Aston Villa in the Premier League. So Premier League fans will get to see him with Villa. So yeah, probably one of the bigger names playing at some bigger clubs. I would agree. He hasn't probably quite hit the heights they've hoped he would yet. Just one goal in eight appearances coming into the Gold Cup. But he is only 23, so he has some time. He appeared in two of their games in the 2021 Gold Cup.
That's right. And if he's impressing clubs like Bayer Leverkusen and Aston Villa, he must be playing better at the club level. So it's no wonder they place a lot of hope on him. Moving over to the right, we have Blair Turgot and on the fringes, O'Neill Fisher.
Yeah, Blair Turgot started all four games in the Gold Cup. He'd only had one cap going into the tournament. So he's only made his debut in 2021, but obviously impressed enough to get to be in the starting position for the national team and the Gold Cup.
Yeah, that's surprising because, you know, a lot of the clubs he plays for or he has played for are quite small names. Names like Maidstone United and Boreham Wood, I'm not even sure you've heard of them.
Yeah, a couple of clubs way down in the English Football League pyramid.
Yeah, but actually in the CONCACAF region, there are a lot of players who come from clubs like that. He did play for West Ham or was signed for West Ham earlier on. I'm not sure he played for them. But as you say, he did start all the games in the recent Gold Cup. So maybe a name coming into the squad. More on the fringes is Oniel Fisher. He did make the squad, but he was only a sub. He started the B team game number 3 against Costa Rica, which they didn't really need to win. But as far as the national team goes, he wasn't on the team in 2019 and returned from a 2.5 year absence, recently. So probably more of a bench player there. And now we look a bit further up the field to some of the attacking midfielders, starting with Corey Burke.
Yeah, Corey Burke, he's 29 years old. He has six goals in 18 caps going into the tournament. He plays for the Philadelphia Union in Major League Soccer. He was a substitute for two of the games in this tournament, but started two of the others and got a goal in a group stage win against Guadeloupe.
Yeah, he was a bit of a doubt as far as it went because he hadn't played any games since the 2019 Gold Cup and also didn't play in that Gold Cup. So he's kind of coming back to the team, having earned a starting position in 2017. So you'll find with a lot of these players that none of them are kind of entrenched like the defense are. It seems more like Jamaica is really trying to find someone who will you know, be a solid starter. Another candidate is Daniel Johnson.
Yeah, he only had two caps for the Jamaican national team, but I think Jamaica has had their eye on him for a while. He plays for Preston North End in the English Championship and has been with them since 2015, where he's actually a pretty good performer for Preston. He kind of scores kind of in that 7 to 10 goals a season, so pretty good at that level. But he did get a bit more game time during the 2021 Gold Cup, starting all four games, though failed to find the net in any of them.
Yeah, I mean, given that he was with Preston in the Championship and Aston Villa too, it's surprising that at 28 years old, he came into this tournament with just two caps. But he did start all four games in this tournament, so maybe his time has come.
Yeah, and we'll see that with some forwards as well. Not a lot of caps, but kind of being drawn into the Jamaican national setup a bit older. And potentially the prospect of being in the octagon and potentially reaching a Gold Cup has kind of been a deciding factor for some players who maybe were eligible for England or some other countries now getting called back to Jamaica, seeing that they have a bit of a chance now to make it to the biggest stage.
Well, I think what you've just said is a great lead in to a player I know you're more familiar with, which is Bobby De Cordova-Reed.
Yeah, fits the mold perfectly. 28 years old, just 6 caps for Jamaica coming into the tournament. But a player who's been around the English Championship and even Premier League with Bristol City, where he's with for several years before crossing the border to rivals Cardiff City.
Cardiff!
Yeah, so quite familiar with him before moving on to Fulham. But he did play back-to-back seasons, he did play with Cardiff in the Premier League. And then moved to Fulham when they dropped back to the Championship. So kind of a bigger name on the team. He started the first and the last game for Jamaica in this tournament, but he did score a goal in this first game for Suriname. And he's a player who has goals in him.
Yeah, that's great. I kind of hope he's one of the players who finds their footing amongst those forwards and does move up into a good position, because he can be very good. He's a bit hot and cold, though. Sometimes he's kind of invisible on the field. You might confirm or deny that.
Can confirm at times, but he did have a good season. He did do well for Cardiff, and I think did quite well with Fulham after moving to them.
All right. Well, the last player we're going to look at, I do believe there was a lot of kind of excitement about him at points, Ravel Morrison, but he hasn't really done anything for the team. Do you know anything about him, Connor?
I think your comments pretty much summed up his career. A lot of excitement that kind of ends in disappointment. Someone who I believe was involved at the youth setup for England, possibly the national team, was certainly with Manchester United, where big things were expected from him. He had a couple loan spells, had some time at West Ham, then moved to Lazio in Italy, but has kind of lost his way a little bit. I think even kind of coming in and out of the professional game. He's currently signed with Den Haag in the Netherlands. But a player who I think has had more promise than product over the course of his career. A lot of clubs have failed to get the best out of him. See if Jamaica can at his national level, but I think it would be doubtful.
Yeah, and they really haven't played him that much. As you said, just three caps, and he was called up for the 2019 Gold Cup, but didn't make the final cut from the preliminary squad. Even with Den Haag, his contract has finished, so I'm not sure where he's at now. We maybe gave him too much attention because he hasn't really made much of an impact.
He is an enigma, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'll take it then. Bit of an enigma. I think Jamaica definitely wanted to take a chance on him, as many clubs have done in the past. But, he, like you said, not involved in 2021 Gold Cup. I think it remains to be seen whether he'll have any sort of involvement in the octagon.
Yeah, you know, we've been told we apologize too much, so I'm trying to feel angry when you talk over me rather than... Okay, let's move on to forwards. And again, they're kind of, as we saw in the last section, kind of searching for a forward. But we have some exciting information at the end that there is someone available to them who may fit the bill. But we'll begin with Darren Mattox here.
Yeah, Darren Mattox will also be familiar to... Canadian soccer fans, as he spent several years with the Vancouver Whitecaps, last appearing for them in 2016. He actually seemed to be someone who could nail down that starting spot, kind of as a center forward position. He has 50 caps for the team and scored 18 goals, and has appeared in a couple Gold Cups for them. So, bit of a surprise to me, at least, that he was not selected for the 2021 Gold Cup, and in fact last appeared for the team at the end of the 2019 Gold Cup.
Yeah, I mean, he came in as a sub to all of the Gold Cups, 15, 17, and 19. And in 2017, he managed to get a starting position, but then that didn't carry over to 2019. And as you say, not even on the squad in 2021. So it looks like they're looking beyond him. And I know they are placing some hope in Shamar Nicholson.
Yeah, Shamar Nicholson, just 24 years old. He plays domestically in Belgium and previously played in Slovenia. He's appeared in all four games that they played in the 2021 Gold Cup and scored the opening goal just 6 minutes into their first game against Suriname. Relative newcomer to the team. He did appear in all five games in the 2019 Gold Cup. Didn't really nail down a starting spot here, but as you said, likely to be involved in their coming games and someone that they do have hopes for.
Yeah, I mean, the search goes on. I gotta say, I found him a little bit wasteful in his opportunities in this 2021 Cup. I don't know if that was just this tournament or whether that's kind of a the reason why he hasn't kind of cemented himself into place. But now one of those players that you talked about that maybe were aiming for the England squad and have now come over to Jamaica, Andre Gray.
Yeah, he's 30 years old. Only had two caps coming into the Gold Cup, but then appeared in three of their games here. A player familiar to English football fans, kind of worked his way up from some smaller clubs all the way to the Premier League and is currently with Premier League side Watford. So again, kind of someone that, as you expressed, they're searching to find the right forward. Andre Gay could fit that. He has scored a lot of goals through his career, but didn't only started one of their games in this Gold Cup. So whether they're kind of set on him as the answer remains to be seen.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt it. He joined the team in 2021 at 30 years old, so he's probably not going to be the long-term solution for them, even though he may be a useful player on the bench. The other names that we have on the list here are basically considerations in their search for a search for a steady forward. Williams Romero, sorry. Romero Williams was the answer in 2017. He was a starter, but then he didn't make the cup in 2019 and seems to be out of the picture now, even though he is just around 26 or 27 years old. Brian Brown, another candidate, started in 2019 but then lost his starting position. Wayne Jordan. He was on the team in 2017, but didn't make the cut in 2019 and doesn't seem to have been a consideration for this cup since he hasn't played since 2018. And then Dever or Gil. I'm talking too much. Do you just want to quickly go over Dever or Gil?
Sure. Yeah, or Gil, another one of those players. He has four goals and 18 caps. He's 31 years old, so I kind of feel if he hasn't secured a spot now, it's unlikely that he'll break in at this stage. He last appeared for the team in October 2019, so they may have moved beyond him.
Yeah, I mean, I put him on the list because he was their starter in 2019. But then, as you say, at his age and not being selected for this team, definitely seems to be on the way out. On the way in is Javon East. He was actually, I believe he was named to the final squad and then removed because of an injury. But I kind of sense they have a bit of hope in him since he's played 13 games. Since his start in 2008, sorry, 2018. And finally, a bit of excitement when I was looking at the preliminary squad. What do you make of this comer? Mikel Antonio on that preliminary squad.
Yeah, someone who's been holding out, I think, for an England call up, but he hasn't received it so far. So, whether he agreed to be called up or not, I'm not sure. But Jamaica cheekily at least selected him. I think he Mikel Antonio hasn't committed either way, but would be a very interesting prospect. Recently became West Ham United's all-time leading goal scorer. And yeah, I think he would make a huge difference for them if they were able to secure him, be a bit of a coup.
It's he's such an interesting player and so likable too. If they could get him, that would be really a coup. And I wonder, yeah, we're not we talked previous to this podcast about whether it means he agreed to it or if he's had talks with Jamaica. Could be him kind of putting a bit of pressure on England to choose him. But boy, oh boy. If they were to get him, that would be something.
Do you think it's likely?
I that thing about putting pressure on England, I haven't heard anything about it. That's just in my head. But it seems realistic enough, and I'm not sure how old he is. Do you know? I think he's well into his 20s.
Yeah, certainly is. I have that here. He's 31, so
Oh.
perhaps beyond the stage where he would get an England call up, even if he does play very well. England just has a lot of players to choose from. So, yeah, he could kind of join the legions coming over from England a bit later in his career. I would
Yeah.
love to see it happen personally. I don't necessarily think it's likely, but who knows? Maybe if Jamaica get off to a good start in the octagon, he would see the prospect of potentially reaching the World Cup as too good
Oh,
to turn down.
really good point. Yeah, I mean, we've seen throughout this podcast, several of the players have kind of come over in their late 20s and 30s, and it's a good kind of backup plan for those players who have dual citizenships. Most of them were born and raised in England, and it's just through parentage that they are that they can play for the team. But hey, a lot of CONCACAF teams are drawing on those players, and it's raising the quality of the game in North and Central America.
Yeah, absolutely. A great point there.
Okay, well, that brings us to the end of this podcast. Is there anything else to add, Connor?
No, excited to see Jamaica. I mean, they haven't been to the World Cup since 1998. They may see it as a good chance. They've done well in Gold Cups recently, have a solid defensive core and some good exciting attacking players to draw on. So I'm kind of excited by them and to see how they do.
Yeah, they're a very likable team, and I will find my Jamaican shirt. I will find it in the end. Thanks for joining me for this, Connor.
Not a problem. Thanks again.
You bet.